Hi, this is Tony from the Gear Cover Magazine. I'm speaking to Sean Jackson, the Head of Business Cash Solutions at Investec. Sean, thank you very much for taking your time this morning.
That's an absolute pleasure, and thanks for having me.
Great stuff. Well, Sean, especially in this time that we are economically, cash flow is essential for the survival of any business, even more so now that cash flow is under pressure for most businesses. But at the same time, when cash flow is under pressure, you also need to make your balance sheet work. And you can't just let money lie there. So I think one of the topics that you sent us some information on is the impact of lazy balance sheets on the South African business. Maybe you can explain a little bit what you mean by that.
Absolutely. I think as you mentioned, the current economy is an incredibly tough one for most SMEs to operate within. And the idea behind not having a lazy balance sheet is that when you do have surplus funds, a little bit of cash that's sitting in that business, you want it to be able to work for you and create additional passive income. Often you see this with a lot of SMEs, small business owners. The business owners are so busy trying to survive and build their business that the cash that's sitting in the business is often neglected, and it's sitting in an account that's often earning them zero interest or very, very little interest. Whereas if with a bit more planning, it could actually put into a normal savings account, which gives them the same access to the cash as they would have, but it's getting a better return for them.
So how can you optimize that process to make sure that the cash is actually worth it, not just giving you 1.5% return?
So I think first of all, a business owner would just need to give their banking a little bit of time. And what I mean by time is time out of the day they're running the business and just to see the sanity check of where they currently sit. By actually really looking at what products the cash is sitting in, what products are available, looking at what fees they're currently being charged and are paying, and then doing a bit of forward planning. Now, it's not something that most business owners can do, but is to actually do a cash flow analysis on what's happening in the business over the last 12 months. I think 12 months is a good time period to review, purely because you do get seasonal businesses where, for 2 months they're doing well, and then for a couple of months they're at a cash deficit month on month. So by doing a proper review of what their cash flow cycles look like, and then looking at what products they have available to them from their bank, they are able to plan going forward. What we often see, and that I've come across, is that businesses sit with surplus reserves in their business, but it's almost emergency cash. So particularly in this day and age, a supplier may not pay them, and or there's a mechanical failure on a critical piece of equipment, and then the particular business needs to go and actually have access to funds where they can pay salaries and or get whatever equipment is broken, repaired, or replaced. And it's that kind of planning that results in these pockets of cash sitting very short-term or liquid. In other words, they've got immediate access to this cash, but it's in accounts that don't work for them. So by partnering with the banks that they're dealing with, they can actually ask the right question, interrogate the fee structure, interrogate the returns that they're getting on their cash, and make sure that it works for them. I think the important thing, though, and this is probably the most important thing, is there is no one-size-fits-all approach. I think what you need to do is understand that every single business is different. And that's where you need to really partner with the right banking institution or financial institution that actually understands your business and your cash flow, and then through that, put the right products in place.
Okay. So from an investing perspective, how do you approach it? Do you have anything specific that clients should look at?
There are a couple of things. So outside of the product itself, there's an overall offering that needs to be considered. So firstly, what fees? And often fees are in the fine print. Am I being charged fees for having this particular product or account? Secondly, who am I dealing with? Ideally, you want to be able to have a relationship manager that spends the time invested in you and your business to actually understand what's going on. And then the third thing is the product set. And here we do have something which we like to offer to SMEs. It's a product which gives you longer-term returns, but actually gives you a sense of liquidity or immediate access to those funds. And let me give you an example to make it more meaningful. Let's say, for example, a company has R1 million to invest. Typically, what would happen is they would keep half of that in the call account, which means they've got immediate access to it, and the other half they might put into a 32-day notice product.
Yeah.
What that means is that 500,000 that's sitting in the call account is earning a very low rate relative to the second pocket of 500,000. Now, if you could put it in a product that gave you, let's say, 32 days notice or even longer, 60 days notice, but still gave you 50% access to that full balance, you still have 500,000 that you can draw on immediately, and the balance you'd still place notice on. Now, what happens is cash that sits in a call account purely for emergency funding, if it's not used or called upon during the course of a year, it's actually underperformed for you. So you'd rather put it in a product that gets you the higher return, yet when needed, you've got access to it.
Yes. And just lastly, in closing, I mean, you spoke about giving time to your cash flow and looking at it. From an investor perspective, in your experience, is it a challenge for business owners and entrepreneurs to do that? Or do you find them reasonably good at actually giving some time to sitting with their cash flow?
It's probably a mixed bag of results, if I have to be brutally honest with you. You know, we find when we engage with business owners and they give us the time to come and sit with them, then they're giving the time to review their current situation. What we do come across, though, is that typically in the small business space is your business owner is a jack of all trades. So they're on the road, they're trying to do the sales, they're trying to market their business. They're also responsible for all operations, plus finances. And typically, finances becomes the last thing to look at because they're actually worried about writing, generating the next invoice, it getting paid, you know, so to grow the business. So finances are often neglected because you will assume, or business owners will assume, that because I've got cash in the bank, it's earning the right interest rate. Mm-hmm. And that's not necessarily the case. So through our approach, by actually setting up time, we'll come out and meet with the business owner. We actually force that time in a way, mm-hmm. and then we look at everything and all their accounts, and then we realize where the opportunities lie.
Yeah, proactively, yeah. I agree with that. I find that the same thing in my business. You know, when clients call, it happens all the time. You jump to that and do everything else, admin and cash flow and whatever, for later, you know.
Absolutely. I think it's natural for any business owner. You know, they want to make their business a success, so they're looking at new clients they can acquire or how they can generate more from existing clients, and that will always take priority, especially in the early days, you know, when there's only so many hands that can actually help build the business.
Yeah, brilliant. Sean, thank you very much for that those comments.
And a pleasure.
Looking forward to speaking to you again pretty soon.
Thank you, Tony. Appreciate the opportunity. Thanks a lot.
Pleasure. Cheers. Enjoy your day.
Bye. You too. Bye.